Well, what do they have nowadays? Well, something like that you'd call a...
seat of chairs?
Uh-huh. What else would people have like that had drawers in it?
A dresser? But it ain't like that. They've got to have some dresser behind it.
The dresser has a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
What about something that would be big, maybe is just about up to the ceiling, that had big doors on it?
But I don't want in there.
Right. Well, that's really nice. What do you call that?
Armor, old time army.
Uh-huh. Where'd you get that? Is that your family?
That's blah, yeah. That belongs to my 80. What, this house belongs to my 80. Well, it was hers. Now, she did. She died in 67. But that belongs to her. But all this other junk is mine.
You could get a lot of money for that.
Yeah. The boy, her son was here this year from California. And he said he was offered $1,100 for this.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. There it is. I know a lot of people said been here wanting to buy, and I told them it wasn't mine. You can sell most any kind of old antique now, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have none.
What would you be just a general name for all the stuff you have in your house?
Mm-hmm.
Say if you wanted to buy a new couch, what kind of store would you go to nowadays?
Furniture store.
And do you ever hear all the stuff in your house called house fixings or plunder?
I don't keep no plunder. I throw it away.
What is plunder?
I don't know. I don't have any. Plenty of some of you. Ain't no good. That's what I would call it.
Uh-huh. What would you call a room that could be used just to store odds and ends in?
Because I ain't got none. What would you call it?
Did you ever hear junk room or plunder room or store room?
Yes, yeah. Just like my aunt over there, she got what you call a junk house in the backyard.
What all did she keep in there?
I don't know what she got in there because it's locked.
You don't save things?
Hmm?
You don't save things like that?
Mm-mm. No, when I get something ain't no good, I put it out there and let the folks pick it up. Because I don't see no good. I don't see sense in saving stuff you got to stow back. I don't see no sense in it. If you don't want it, give it to somebody. Don't stow it. I don't keep nothing. Ain't no good. I go through my cedar chest sometime in there, and I find stuff in there I know I ain't going to use. Most time I call the Salvation Army and give it to them.
The cedar chest is... Do all cedar chests have... drawers like that?
No, yeah, the cedar chest in here. That's a chest of drawer there.
Oh,
my
I
cedar
see.
Chest in here by the door. Mm-hmm. It's long.
Something on, well, like you've got there that's on rollers you pull down to keep out the light.
Hmm?
In the window.
What'd you say?
What you have in the window there you pull down. You call
them curtains. Window curtains. Window shades.
Is curtains and shades the same?
Uh-uh.
The solid ones?
The cloth, that's a window curtain.
Uh-huh.
And up under there is a window shade.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and put my beads on, finish beads on, so I'll be back in.
Okay.
I forgot about them. Put a hat on, thinking I had them on before I left here. Cut the fire, my nose.
You haven't eaten supper yet, or?
Mm-mm. I hardly ever eat any supper, but I knew I'd be hungry before I go to bed. And I haven't cooked any boiled food in a good while. All I eat is out to the church. So I say I better cook me some